Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Coming up at 1 o'clock, Kevin Stefanski's press conference. We'll have it for you right here on The Fan. I'm Jeff Phelps. Andy Baskin sits to my right.
Yes.
On Sundays after Browns games, this man sits to my right. He's Mr. Tyvis Powell from the Browns Radio Network. And he sits on Andy's left during the pregame show.
Nope, his right.
Up, also close. On the right side.
You were close.
Also on the right side.
All the way in studio, he is to the left. You're
figured correct. It was one or the other.
Yeah.
Hello, Tyvis.
Hello, Tyvis.
Gentlemen, how you fellas doing today?
Not as bad as you might think.
Uh-oh. Where are we at as a fan base? What's the call?
When it comes to Ohio State, it's really easy. We're in a great mood.
Yeah, how's that before sound? We get to the Browns, congratulations to your Buckeyes. And I asked Andy last segment, I said, any of those Ryan Day haters out there, does this win them over?
Yeah, I think so. I think that all the haters only wanted to win this game. You know, this is the one thing that Ryan Day hasn't done in a while. And I think that finally getting that done has definitely eased the mind of a lot of Buckeye fans. Now, obviously, he's got to continue to keep going and building because his team is just so dominant that anything short of a national championship is kind of out of the realm. But I think he's on everybody's good graces with this one.
Can you play for the national championship? In other words, you've got the Big Ten championship coming up against Indiana, and Andy asked, are the wide receivers going to play? I wonder how colleges plan for that in this day and age now, as far as, hey, the big goal is winning the national championship, and does that appease the fan base? You know, with a rivalry game, maybe not, as we saw last year.
Yeah, I mean, that rivalry game, obviously him losing it, it was people wanted him gone. Finito, he was finished.
Yeah.
And the only way to even see another light of day was for him to go on that incredible run and win it all. I think the fan base is kind of like, we kind of forgive you, but we still want that win. So it's nice that he's there. I think when you look at all the injuries at the wide receiver position and all of those things, I mean, they look good. I guess them not playing those 3 weeks did Cardale Tate some justice, because when you see him out there catching a bomb and you see Jeremiah Smith catching a 4th-and-1 or 4th-and-whatever it was, a touchdown on that play to put them up, it was like, okay, you know, it was worth not seeing them for those couple of weeks. So I think all is good. Everything's trending in the right direction. As long as this team stay healthy, there's nobody that can beat them.
All right, here's the question. Today, Heisman ballots go out. They have to be returned next Monday. Is the Big Ten championship going to determine the Heisman Trophy winner from the quarterback position?
Yes. Yes, it is. I think if Fernando Mendoza can go out there and dice up the best defense in the country, he deserves to be the Heisman.
And deserves to be the number one pick if he does that. If he can do that, I agree with that.
True. And then on the vice versa, if Julian Sain can go out there and look good against a very disruptive Indiana team take care of the football and put up his numbers of 300 yards and a bunch of touchdowns, I think he's done. He can do it. He can win it as well. Because everybody's talking about Heisman moment. Everybody has a Heisman moment. Well, I feel like this last game against the Wolverines was a Heisman moment. I mean, the guy, they went down, he battled adversity, he threw a pick, and then he came back and played lights out after that. Isn't that what Fernando Mendoza did? Isn't that kind of, would that not be considered a Heisman moment? So I feel like he's kind of evened those playing fields. Now that these guys are going head-to-head, toe-to-toe, and you know you got the Big Ten championship on the line and the Heisman on the line, that's a lot of pressure for both quarterbacks to face. I feel like whatever one can handle that the best deserves to be a Heisman.
All right, let's get to what we had in Cleveland yesterday. One of the teams you played for, the Niners, had three touchdowns yesterday. Touchdown drive lengths, a combined 66 yards, 16 yards, 32 yards, 18 yards. Goodness gracious, I don't care how good Jim Schwartz's defense is. That's a short field, Tyvus.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Yeah, it is. And that's the thing. You know, this defense, we challenge this defense every week to try to be great, you know, and I just think that they keep getting the short end of the stick. You know, it's sad that here we are all the way this late in the season and we're still talking about the same things that we talked about in like week three. You know, you think that you got it fixed, but that offense just has not done enough to produce. And then when you add the special teams unit in it not producing, now you only got one unit doing well out of three. Yeah, you're not going to win any games like that. And it was unfortunate because going into halftime, I was very confident that they could find a way to win this game, and it just kind of slipped away. We kind of just gave them the game. And given this Browns team, we've heard that and said that too many times this season.
Is there any value to letting someone off the coaching staff go today?
I don't think so. I know people have been screaming for Bubba Ventrone's job. When they fired Joe Woods, right? I feel like Joe Woods was fired. He knew he was fired, but they didn't publicly fire him. You know what I'm saying? And they're going to fire Bubba, like, to me, I think, like, all right, you can fire him, but he'll still be there. I just think that Kevin or whoever will be down there more having to put their attention on it to, like, kind of take it over. It was the same thing with, like, the offensive line coach last year. What's his name?
Dickerson. Andy Dickerson.
Yeah. He was, like, fired in the middle of the season. Mike Vrabel was coaching the O-line last year. So it's like you kind of, like, that kind of stuff happens. This organization just does not publicly fire people during the middle of the season. They might let you know, like, at the end of the year, it's over with for you, and somebody will come over and take over your duties for the rest of the season. But publicly, I don't think they will fire him.
Tyvus Powell joining us, and Tyvus works with us on the Browns Radio Network. I threw this out earlier in the show, and I don't think the offensive coaching staff has done a great job. I don't know how you could say that they have when the rankings are so poor and the results have been so poor. But I also don't think they've been given much of a roster to work with. Have you, in your experience as an NFL player, can coaches rise above a roster that's not good enough? Have you seen that happen very often? Maybe it
not
has.
Really.
Does that
not
happen?
Really. I mean, at the end of the day, you got to have the Johns and the Joes. You know, it's not always X's and O's. You got to have the Johns and the Joes as well.
even
we look at teams like, let's say like the Patriots. You know, Patriots didn't have a wide receiver corps, but they had the quarterback that could make that wide receiver corps look good with Tom Brady, right? So I think that in those scenarios, you got to at least have a guy. You got to at least have the dude. And for those teams, they had it at the right position, which is the quarterback position, which is the position that we have as a revolving door right now. So therefore, it's so hard to overcome that if you don't have the guy at the helm right now. So to answer your question, no, it's hard for a coach to overcome not having the players.
What is your assessment of Shedeur Sanders' history?
I just feel like he didn't do enough. You know, I feel like Shedeur right now, so coming into this year, everybody was all about why is he not playing? Why is he not playing? And after just doing some digging and talking to some people around, you know, that's been in the locker room, that's played there and all these things, you know, the assessment that I got from him was, you know, he's not doing a great job of going through his progressions and he's not seeing the field clear or quick enough. You know, and it's funny because I was like, oh, yeah, well, that definitely won't get you on the field. So we see, boom, he gets his opportunity to get on the field. And we see the Ravens game, they blitzed him. So he didn't have a lot of time to process things, to get the ball out quick and all those things. So that was an absolute disaster. Then you give him the Raiders game. The Raiders game, he looks a lot better. He looks more poised. You see guys start to make plays. Okay, maybe he's figuring something out. You know, by any means, it wasn't perfect, but it was like, okay, maybe he's figuring some things out. But it still never really has been a point where you've asked Shedeur to take a 5-step drop, hitch up, and throw the ball. Like, I've never really seen that. It's always a little bit of hesitation, a little bit of improvisation on some of his best plays. And I think that's the processing part that the person that gave me the information was talking about. Okay, he's not. So that everybody asked, what's the biggest difference between him and Dylan Gabriel? Dylan Gabriel, if you tell him to take a 5-step drop and get rid of the ball, if he's not blocked by his offensive line, he will do just that, right? And I think that's the biggest difference between the two quarterbacks right now. He has to do better at playing on time. And I think that's the one thing that was holding him back. And I think that's the thing that's stopping him from going to the next level, because I think he throws a really good ball. I think he has the way he commands the offense, the way people believe in him. He has all of those things. Now, he has to really iron out just the simple play-to-plays thing where it comes to diagnosing the play on your drop, going to the place where you're supposed to go on time. If he does that, I think he could be as good as anybody in his league. But right now, that's, to me, what's holding him back from being considered a quarterback of the future for many, many years for the Browns.
That's a great assessment. Does he have enough time? Let's just say he starts the final 5 games. Is that enough time to convince the organization that they can pass up an opportunity next year where they're going to have to take a quarterback high in the draft? I mean, they're going to be up there, and there's going to be somebody there you would think they might like. But is 5 games enough?
I just seen Todd McShay compare Dante Moore to C.J. Stroud, which was funny. What does he look like in those 5 games? Is 5 games enough? Sure. If you're telling me he's going out there, he's throwing for 250, 2 touchdowns in all 5 games, that definitely is enough time. Okay. I think, honestly, where we're at with Shedeur and even Dylan, we got to rip the training wheels off. We got to stop this. We got to stop this screen game and all of this. Let's just go out there, play quarterback. Go out there, let it rip. Let it fly. What do we have to lose? It's not like we're going to the playoffs anyways. So let's just go out there and let this thing rip. Let him go out there and try to diagnose things and get rid of the ball and try to throw it in tight windows and see if he can make those throws. Because I think that's ultimately what you want to know. Does he have the arm talent to get this done? We've seen some of the explosive passes down the field. We seen him against Baltimore in that final drive, throw the ball to Harold Fannin on that 20-yard dig play. That was one of the best throws I've ever seen him make in the NFL. And we could consistently get play like that. then yes, that you got your answer on the quarterback position. But he does have to really clean up the playing on time aspect, because it's not just him. That was one of the knocks on all of these quarterbacks that came out last year, that none of them really played on time. So he got to clean that part up. And if he can do that, I think I'm all in on the Shador train if he could just clean that part up. If not, it's going to make them wonder, what if we go out and draft this guy? What if we go trade for this guy? So I think he has to do in these final five games is answer that and make them get rid of the what if factor. Make them think, okay, we got a guy that we can believe in. Let's build around him.
All right, you have 15 seconds to answer this question. More impressive, Myles Garrett, 26 tackles for loss, Myles Garrett, 18 sacks. Which one's more impressive?
The tackle for loss, because if you break the tackle for loss thing, I think that's a disruptive dude if you could break, because that's one of them things. What is it, 39, I think, J.J. Watt had? If you could break that's one of the ones that I didn't think would ever be touched.
Yep, 39. Thank you.
Talk to you on Sunday.
See y'all Sunday. Go Bucks, go Browns, go Cavs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.